Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Hi guys, back to Cameron Graveline, and if you have any questions about tech, don't forget to ask Dave so he can ask me. Call 800-899-INTO or use the free Into Tomorrow app. Now back to the guys.
Oh, thank you, Cameron. If you missed the call in the first hour, Danny, the Rocket Man's son, was calling in and saying, I have a question for Cameron. And we were taken aback as, well, excuse us. But we had Cameron in the studio, and he answered Danny's call. You got to check that out. Between the two of them, very fun. It's hard to believe that Cameron's only 9, because he sounds so mature and so much more interesting. I'm Dave Graveline, Cameron's grandfather.
I'm Chris Graveline, Cameron's father.
There you go.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. If you'd like more info, text radio to 35,000. Again, text the word radio to 35,000. In just a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Michelle Zhou. She's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Juji. They power the world's only accessible cognitive AI assistant. If you want to know what the heck that means, then just stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll tell you all about it. And check out the video of all of our guest interviews at intotomorrow.com as well.
It's time for our EFO History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
EFA history, EFA.
Better guidance for drivers is an old dream. Already at EFA in 1973, a new technology was shown, ARI, or Auto Radio Information. When the broadcasters introduced the service just a year later, car radios identified stations with traffic information with a yellow light. In 1981, the car radio got station identification, and at EFA in 1983, Travel ARI was introduced, which informed the driver that travel information was available even if he was listening to another station without such information. That's this week's EFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Mohammed in Qatif, Saudi Arabia, downloads the free Into Tomorrow podcast each and every week, and he clicked that Ask Dave button on our site to participate. Hello, Mohammed.
Hello, Dave, Chris, Cameron, and everyone on the show. Thank you for your 26 years of providing us with knowledge and educating us.
Well, thank you.
I have a problem with a new Dell Inspiron 2-in-1 laptop with the touchscreen. It's a 3-month-old laptop. I've noticed that the battery was draining a little bit too quickly. But recently, it dies completely after a full charge. And I set it to sleep mode, disconnected, wake up the next morning, and it's completely dead, to the point where I cannot start the laptop unless I plug it in. I am puzzled by this, and I'd really appreciate any help you can offer me.
Well, we'll try, Mohammed. One of the three things has to be happening. One, you have a rough process going crazy and perhaps eating up your battery. Now, you can check for that by looking at Windows Task Manager and sorting by what is using the most CPU or RAM. Now, number two, if that looks normal, something may be wrong with your computer, and after 3 months, you should be able to have it fixed or replaced under warranty. So it would be good to reach out to whoever you bought it from. And the third possibility, as we see it, the last thing that may be at play here is that is just how long the battery lasts. Some don't last any longer than 5 hours, even while sleeping. That's rarer these days than it used to be, but it's not impossible.
Now, by the way, Windows is pushing out some power management updates, and some companies are advising people to fully turn off their laptops before putting them in backpacks because the new functionality can cause them to overheat and potentially catch fire in restricted airflow.
Not something you want on your back.
Yeah, so that means that Windows itself may be to blame for abusing your battery life when the battery is asleep, especially if there's a Wi-Fi network around.
Yeah, true. Always checking. Mohammed, let us know if those suggestions help you out, and if not, we'll dig a little deeper for you into tomorrow.com.